You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
I don't know, where to begin.
Welcome back to The Wire. Yesterday was the first Harris-Trump debate of the United States presidential election. The debate focused on a range of issues, including immigration, the economy, and the future of American democracy in light of Trump's role in January 6th and felony convictions. The Harris campaign forecast that Harris would get under Trump's skin, which largely turned out to be true. Trump made a series of false claims, like illegal immigrants were eating people's pets and getting transgender surgeries while in prison, which the ABC moderators had to respond to as being untrue. Moments after the debate, superstar Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris on social media. Swift's Instagram post, which highlighted the campaign's support of reproductive and LGBTQ+ rights, has reached over 9 million likes. For State of the States, our weekly segment focused on the United States election, I spoke to Yale Daily News' Andre Fa'aoso about the debate and Taylor Swift's endorsement. Can you summarise yesterday's debate?
So the debate talked about numerous issues that are at the top of mind for many American voters, including those that remain including for those who remain unconvinced on either Trump or Harris's campaign promises. They talked about the economy, national and international tension, including the wars in Palestine and Ukraine, women's rights and immigration, and briefly about climate change. Harris, throughout the debate, really honed in on positioning Trump as a felon who has no plan and that a second Trump presidency would truly jeopardize the integrity of the United States. And the one thing that I did notice yesterday was there was quite a big suspense amongst the students about the debate that happened yesterday evening. There was a mass exodus of students from the libraries and they headed back to their dorms and to watch party spots that were blotted around the campus to watch the debate. So it was very interesting to see how the attention of American voters all really honed in on this one really potentially pivotal moment in the political campaigns of both candidates.
And how have students reacted to the candidates' responses on issues, especially those that are important to students, like Israel's war in Palestine?
Well, I watched the debate with friends of mine who are first-time American voters. From the discussions that I have had with them, particularly the young American voters, which is the people that I've been able to interact with on a daily basis, they feel that Harris's position on the Israel and Hamas conflict and the Russian-Ukraine war is more in line and reasonable than what is being proposed by Donald Trump. However, there are people that feel that Harris is not going far enough in standing against Benjamin Netanyahu and his willingness to continue indiscriminately attacking Gaza, a conflict that has killed more than 40,000 people, including tens of thousands of women and children. They also thought that Trump's positions on abortion and immigration came off as quite inflammatory and misinformed, implying that near full-term babies in some states could legally be aborted and that immigrants were coming across the southern border and having gender transformation surgeries in prisons. One issue that people have felt quite uninspired about from both candidates is the issue of climate change, particularly in light of the fact Harris has said she will not ban fracking and has backtracked on some of her positions from previous campaigns and bids, many Americans perceiving this as a way to appear more moderate. The other concern also was that climate change just wasn't really a core focus of the debate in general. There was really one question in the latter half of the debate, and Trump and Harris were each only given about a minute to reply to each response, to give their response.
What could the impact of the debate be on voters who are still undecided?
Commentary has indicated that Harris may have benefited from the debate last night. However, it seems more complicated than that, depending on where voters are positioned on certain issues. From the discussions that I've had with young voters on campus, they believed Harris seemed more in control, more reasonable, and also more direct and deliberate with the points and attacks she made against Donald Trump. And analysis and discussions have shown that Trump has pulled a similar strategy out of his playbook as he has done in other debates, with constant misinformation and hot points made, but with real no substance to his points. And those are sentiments that are reflected amongst the discussions that I've had with voters around me.
And can we expect any more debates before the election?
Well, the Harris campaign team has come out and said that they would be interested in a second debate. However, Trump has said he is less inclined to debate Harris again. We have to wait and see in the coming weeks whether both campaigns are able to come to an agreement over a second debate and what the form of it will look like. Today in the United States, it is September 11th, so it is the 23rd anniversary of 9/11, the attacks that killed 3,000 people in New York and Washington, an attack that was launched by Al-Qaeda. And today, there was a memorial ceremony at the site of the World Trade Center in New York City. And one notable thing that happened both last night and today was Kamala Harris reaching over to shake Donald Trump's hand. And that happened again today at the 9/11 memorial. So it'll be interesting to see how Harris continues to remain diplomatic, but also come off as someone with reason and with a plan in light of some of the discussions that were had in the debate last night.
Moments after the debate finished, Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris on social media. What were the reasons she gave for doing so?
Yes, that's right. Swift came out shortly after the debate and said that she was supporting Harris for president. She believes that Harris is the right person for the job, and it appears she is also in strong support of Tim Walz and what he has done for advocating for LGBTQ plus rights, IVF and women's rights. IVF particularly being a very personal thing for Tim Walz and his family, considering that one of his daughters is an IVF baby. This is also partially in response to the Trump campaign's use of an AI-generated video of Swift claiming that she endorsed Trump's campaign. In her statement, she acknowledged the issues around the use of AI in political campaigns, and that in light of its use and in her strategy to combat the misinformation it can spread, she wanted to come out and speak her truth, which is her support for Harris and Walz. She also encouraged voters, regardless of who they were supporting, to register and use their vote this election, something that has been quite strongly reiterated across the board.
And what could an endorsement from Taylor Swift mean for the Harris campaign?
This is definitely momentous, but beyond young voters and pop culture, the ripple effects will likely be minimal. However, it will be interesting to understand how Swift could use her influence and her social spheres to mobilise her, quote, Swifties, to act, register and vote this coming election.
Has there been any right-wing backlash to Taylor Swift's endorsement?
Nothing of real prevalence that I've seen so far in terms of current discussions. I'd say there was definitely a lot of coverage of Swift in the mainstream media of her outright support for Harris and Walz. But nonetheless, there has been quite active discussion amongst the right-wing political unions here at Yale about trying to come together and form a coalition to continue to rally support around Donald Trump in light of some of these very prominent figures coming out with their vocal support for Harris and Walz.
That was Yale Daily News' Andre Fawoso on yesterday's Harris-Trump presidential debate and Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.